The Man with Two Left Feet and Other Stories by P.G. Wodehouse. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. Pelham Grenville Wodehouse was born in Guildford, England, in 1881, the son of a civil servant who became a judge in Hong Kong. Wodehouse spent much of his childhood in England in the care of various aunts, and was educated at Dulwich College, which he always remembered with affection. After college, he went to work for the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank, but after 2 years he left to earn a living as a journalist and story writer, writing the By the Way column for the Old Globe. He also wrote short stories for boys' magazines and was later published extensively in the Strand magazine, Punch, and others, establishing himself as one of the most widely read humorists of his day. His first novel, The Pot Hunters, was published in 1902. Wodehouse visited the United States in 1904 and again in 1909, when he sold two short stories to Cosmopolitan and Collier's, and decided to remain in America. In 1914 he sold a serial to the Saturday Evening Post, and for the next 25 years almost all of his books appeared first in this magazine. He collaborated in writing the lyrics for many musical comedies, with such composers as George Gershwin, Sigmund Romberg, Cole Porter, and Irving Berlin. He married in 1914. In 1939, while living in France at the time it was overtaken by the Germans, he was interned and then released, but not allowed to leave Germany. Unwisely, he accepted an invitation to broadcast to America, and despite the innocuous nature of the broadcast, in England a scandal ensued, and his loyalty was severely criticized. After the war, he set up permanent residence in the United States.